Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 769. If you'd like to have a copy of a channel, tell you how at the end of the program, just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I'm continuing on today in the book of Revelation. This is for your benefit. It's God's message to you of these very last hours of time. After you hear the entire book, you'll understand how close you are to the end of time. If not, pray for more understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of God. And it's impossible to know the Word of God, the New Testament, without knowing the Old Testament, because they actually enhance one another. I also have music. Right now, let's pray. Father, anoint me, continue anointing me with the Holy Spirit. Let everything that comes out of my mouth tonight be from your Spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that souls might be saved and the church edified. Rebuke, Father God, I rebuke Satan in the blood of Jesus, and I pray, Lord, that you will honor my rebuke. Slam him, close him down, Father God, in Jesus' name, and open many doors for us. Bless us in every way. Build a wall of fire around and about all your children. Save souls, heal the sick and afflicted that are truly going to be in your body, those that are in your body and you've already healed, and those that are soon to be in your body, heal them and give resources to every one of your children. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, food, clothing, housing, blessings of every kind, cast out devils, raise the dead. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now I'm very happy about going to heaven. Some people fear it. They fear God in a wrong way. So we fear God and keep his commandments because we fear him so much that we believe what he says. If we don't believe what he says, then we don't fear God at all. And this is a song that a lot of people sing with to make it morbid, but I think it's the most wonderful thing. To know that you're going to heaven. There isn't anything better in the whole world than to know you're going to heaven. So this is myself with the Prague Symphony Orchestra and also the choir, which is the Life Choir. Okay, here's the Angel Band, as arranged and conducted by H.B. Barnum.
You know, there's nothing better than to know that you're going to heaven. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun. Oh, come.
Yeah.
together, sing it.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. The time will come, and I'm so happy. You know, the days go by so fast, they just keep slipping by. If you're not doing anything for the Lord, don't expect to go to heaven. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. The Lord has His vine on earth, and the earthly people are a vine unto themselves. One vine is earthly, and the other one is heavenly. And, we're in what chapter now of the book of Revelation?
14.
It's only about 7-8 chapters ago. Verse 14, and John says, I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown. Now when I saw the Lord Jesus Christ with my eyes wide open, He had a golden crown on his head, and his hair was bushy, not long and stringy like you see it in pictures, but it was bushy, black, and he looked like he was anywhere from about 25 to 33, somewhere in that area, and he had a golden crown on his head. It wasn't a big crown. It was just like a little bigger than a halo, but it was on his head, and it was really gold. You could see it was gold. And it wasn't presumptuous at all. It was just very tastefully done, that crown. And in his hand, a sharp sickle. Well, now, this beast that has 10 crowns on his head, he has every symbol of power. A crown, and he's got all these different symbols. Horns and all these different things. But the Lord has a golden crown on his head. It's not presumptuous. Because He is the power. He doesn't need to have 10 crowns on His head. He just needs the one. Because He's all power in heaven and earth belongs to Him. And He doesn't have to exalt Himself. He's already been exalted higher than anybody could ever be exalted. And in His hand, a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple in heaven, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Well, the time of their judgment is ripe. Now it says in John, well, let's read here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 through 20. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. And so we're talking about the earth, its vine, the time for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Now, Yvonne, you have the dictionary description of earth. Earthy, right?
Yes.
Let me hear it.
Earthly, worldly, characteristic of or associated with mortal life on earth.
Yeah, now worldly is, this says, love not the world, the Bible says. God said that. Love not the world, or worldly things, or the things of this world. Then what?
Prefers earthy to ethereal themes.
Ethereal things?
Ethereal.
Ethereal. Okay, you have to put a little lisp on it, right?
Yes.
Ethereal things. And what are ethereal things, Sharon?
Heavenly things. Things not of the world.
Keep your mind on ethereal things.
Prefers earthy to ethereal themes.
Yeah, it's the people that are earthy prefer earthy things rather than heavenly things. Okay? Was that it?
Yes.
Okay, so their shame who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says, but if ye have bitter envying and strife, he's talking about Christians here, in your hearts, don't glory. Glory not. And lie not against the truth. Don't you lie against God's word. Because this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. And where strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, every kind of evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is not earthly, but it's first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. Not mercy to the devil, but mercy to those that are of the Lord. Mercy to those that are lost, to preach the gospel to them. Even though they're possessed with the devil, we at least have to preach the gospel to every demonic person. And we have to be without partiality and without hypocrisy. If you see homosexuals, don't be saying, oh, aren't they sweet, and make fun of them like that. Or they eat too much sweets today or something like that. But we're to be concerned about that person's soul going to hell. And we have to be sober-minded and preach the gospel to them. Because if we're going to be demonic and we're preaching the gospel, then we're a hypocrite if we're calling people, oh, sweetsy and all that. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Well, we're supposed to be people that preach the peace between us and God. Now, John 3:12 states, 3:12 and 31, if I have told you earthly things, this is Jesus talking, and you believe me not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. He that speaketh of the earth, he's a cursed one. He's one that is earthly. Now Philippians 3:18-20. This is verse 18. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. So the vine of the earth is demonic people. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're on earth, but we're not of the earth. We're not earthly. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15:47-50 says, the first man, Adam, is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Also, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we've done earthy things before. We used to believe in what the TV was telling us and all those things, and the magazines. And we didn't at all seek into the Word of God. But even though we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We have to be in the image and likeness of the Lord. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, earthly things, cannot enter the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. So we have to not be corruptible. We have to be incorruptible. So what this chapter is saying is verse 14, I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Verse 15, and another angel came out of the temple in heaven, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earthy, The earth is ripe. They've gone to the hilt with sinning. As it was in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in these last days. They're full of filth. They're flea bags full of filth. Verse 16, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Now, this here is a sign. Actually, it's a sign in heaven. When we get to chapter 15, you'll see that John says, and I saw another sign. So this is a sign, and he's going to talk in chapter 15 of another sign. Now we go back to verse 17. And this sign, this is a sign, that's all. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. And he also having a sharp sickle. Verse 18, and another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire. Maybe kindle the whole earth and burn it to a crisp in the heavens is also, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, the earthy, for her grapes are fully ripened. Her sins have come up before the face of God, and God is going to pour out his wrath on them. Verse 19, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Now verse 20, and the winepress was trodden without the city. Well, where's the city? The city where the Lamb is the light. Amen?
Amen.
It's outside heaven. The city, the New Jerusalem. And blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now, here's chapter 15. And I, John, saw another sign. This is another sign now. He's predicting the future here. It's a sign of what's going to happen to you earthlings if you don't repent. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. Ooh, these seven plagues are... Angels have plagues? Yes. You should have read the Bible. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Well, I thought that God was just love. Well, that isn't what my Bible says. And if you get a King James Version and an original Greek, Hellenic Greek, which is written by those that speak Hebrew, you'll see that God is also a God of wrath and a God that hates. Verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass. These are signs, mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast. This satanic one-world government, one-world cult, one-world religion, one-world fiasco. And over his image. The image, this false image that he's planted in your heads, you have to pull it up by the roots by just putting God in your mind. And the word is God. And over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. They stand on that sea of glass, having the harps of God, those that overcame. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Verse 4, who shall not fear thee? O Lord, and glorify thy name. Only the insane, the beast, the mark of the beast, the devils that will believe Satan and his one world government cult, one world church cult, and the media, who shall not fear God, O Lord, and glorify thy name. For thou only, you only are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest, they're made known. And they're made known to all of us that read the Word of God. There's no need to be ignorant to the Word of God or the judgments of God. God isn't going to put out a new book of judgment when we stand before Him or Christ. We're going to be judged by this Word, the Word of God. Verse 5, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. Verse 6, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. Verse 7, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever, who has the power of life and death in his hands. He can pull the spirit out of your body in the twinkling of an eye. And there isn't anything that you're going to do about it. You can't put the spirit back in you. You can't double up into a fetal ball and keep the spirit in you. Once he pulls the string or snaps the string, you're gone forever in hell and the lake of fire. Verse 8, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Now this is chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome, very noisy and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. Those of you that have agreed with that which you see on TV, you've agreed with the filthy judgments of judges and prosecuting attorneys. You've agreed with sending people that are Christians into prison and murdering them. So this is going to grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast. You have the mark of pride. Pride above God. God is the only one that should ever be able to have pride, but he is gentle and deals with people and has been long-suffering with you, and yet you just thought of it as being weakness. But you took the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image, it kept believing all the filth and the taking away of all the privileges of human beings, taking away the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth amendments of the Constitution that guarantees freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to worship the living God. Hallelujah. You love that, and so this is happening upon you which worship that image and all the filth that's being said on the tube. Well, I see my time is up on this broadcast, but I'm going to continue this on the next broadcast. All right, time for us to pray now. And those of you that have heard these words, they're true, they're from the Bible, they're from God. And if you want to remain in the beast, one world government, to believe the United Nations and the filth that they are imposing on the world, then do it. But in the meantime, realize one thing, that the Lord here is saying that he's going to destroy the beast, the one world government, the one world cult, and the media as well. He's going to burn her up. All right, so those of you that want to be with the winning side, say this prayer, that you can be born again of the Holy Spirit, that you're no longer a part of the earthiness, but you're of the heavenlies. Say it to the Lord. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 769. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for some more of the real deal, the real Word of God, the Word of God that you need desperately in this last hour of time.